This is Chapel for December 4th, 1962. Dr. Strickland will be bringing our message.
Let us pray. Deliver us, O Almighty God, when we draw nigh to Thee from coldness of heart and wanderings of mind, that with steadfast thought and kindled desire, we may worship Thee in spirit and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the church's period of Advent. I read the two passages to be appointed for reading on next Sunday. From the epistle, we read from the 15th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, and from the gospel, from the 21st chapter of the gospel according to Luke. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another through and according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Let us pray. Let us adore our Heavenly Father. Glory be to thee, God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. Let us confess our sins. We confess to thee, O Lord God Almighty, to all the company of heaven and to each other, that we have sinned exceedingly in thought, word, and deed by our fault, by our own fault, by our most grievous fault. Therefore, we beseech thee, our Father, to give us the grace of true repentance, to have mercy upon us and cleanse us from our sins through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us thank our Father for his manifold gifts. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. For the universe thou hast created and dost uphold, for its vastness and its riches, and for all the wonder and beauty with which we are surrounded. For happy homes and loyal friends, for all those who help us by word, deed, and example, and for all those who love us and whom we love. For shelter, food, and clothing, for the blessings of freedom and civil order, for education, art, and science. For the light of thy holy word and the fellowship of thy church. For Jesus Christ, thine unspeakable gift, and for the strength and guidance of the Holy Spirit. For these all praise and thanksgiving be unto thee, O Father, the giver of all good things, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From its earliest days, the Christian church has been confronted with two necessities. First, to be the earthly means whereby the world is encountered by God's message. And secondly, to speak to the world in language the world can understand, and thereby not dodge the real encounter intended in the church's message. All this means that the church constantly has two major problems before her. First, that of knowing with precision what her true message is. And two, that of using language to articulate that message, which at the same moment is understood by the world addressed by the church, and which yet does not falsify the church's message. This morning, we only have time to look momentarily at the church's understanding of her message, however that may be put into words. The Christian community believes and confesses that there is an absolute distinction between God and the created world. He is creator. It is created. This being so, the world cannot know God apart from God's self-disclosure. The Christian community, by its very existence as such, finds herself encountered by God, who discloses himself in this encounter. The church confesses that God's revelation is not the disclosure of facts, but is rather his act whereby he actually overcomes human death and in its place substitutes life. This reality may be presented by speaking of faith, righteousness of God, regeneration, forgiveness of sins, etc. Thus, when the church confesses her faith and broadcasts her message, she is announcing that the gospel is neither a report of events that are past nor instruction in right living, but is rather the reality of the present activity of God establishing his claims upon men, demanding that they open themselves to his lordship of their lives and actually forgiving them their sin of estrangement, alienation from him. That is, delivering dying men from their death to his life. It is in this way that human beings come to an awareness of their situation in existence. Death outside of faith, life inside of faith. By death here, I do not refer to corpseness at the end of one's earthly sojourn. Everybody dies. But to man's terrifying alienation from the living God, which alienation can only be overcome by God's saving action. Thus it is that Christians confess hope in God, namely that God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, the Father of Jesus Christ, our Lord, shall achieve his purposes of redemption. Before this hope arises in one's awareness, there is no proof of it which can convince a man to open himself to God's call. We sinners are not offered proof which overwhelms us. We are rather encountered in the gospel by the sovereign one who demands total surrender of self to him. And this one who demands our self-surrender loves us. Supremely loves us. Thus, we can supremely love him, and in so doing, find ourselves set free to be rightly related to him and to express this in the care of our neighbors. In these realities, we find our own identity and learn that since status is not something achieved, one is freed from worrying about his standing. One receives value, rank, station from God and from nothing else. All this is, of course, barely possible for us. But the Christian community confesses that what is barely possible is actually true. And we thus entreat the world to hear his call. Let us pray. O eternal God, the preserver of all mankind, we beseech thee to bestow upon this seminary thy manifold gifts of grace, thy truth to those who teach, thy laws to those who learn, thy wisdom to those who administer, and thy steadfastness to all who bear her name. Bind us together by these gracious influences of thy Spirit into that fellowship which can never fail, the company of Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
The world treats you mean, Lord, treat me mean too. But that all things is done here. We don't know. Thank you.